Welcome to Concafé for the first day of February of our Lord 2024. So glad you could join us. Welcome to this new month of February. Special month for many people, special month for me and for my wife. And we'll get into all of that. A point of personal privilege. Today, the Lord blessed Nellie and I some years ago with our first baby girl. So a very happy birthday to our eldest, our firstborn, Nelly Maria. Well, better than happy birthday, mijita. God bless you with many, many more. Well, we're at the psalm for this coming Sunday. It's Psalm 147, all 20 verses, in the, surprise, surprise, the Message version of the Bible. And the devotional is called Start with a Shout. And I pray this bring a blessing to you. Ready to get into God's word? I am. Verse 1. Hallelujah. It's a good thing to sing praise to our God. Praise is beautiful. Praise is fitting. God's the one who rebuilds Jerusalem, who regathers Israel's scattered exiles. He heals the heartbroken and bandages their wounds. He counts the stars and assigns each a name. Our Lord is great, with limitless strength. We'll never comprehend what he knows and does. God puts the fallen on their feet again and pushes the wicked into the ditch. Sing to God a thanksgiving hymn. Play music on your instruments to God, who fills the sky with clouds, preparing rain for the earth, then turning the mountains green with grass, feeding both cattle and crows. He's not impressed with horsepower. The size of our muscles means little to him. Those who fear God get God's attention. They can depend on his strength. Jerusalem, worship God. Zion, praise your God. He made your city secure. He blessed your children among you. He keeps the peace at your borders. He puts the best bread on your tables. He launches his promises earthward. How swift and sure they come. He spreads snow like a white fleece. He scatters frost like ashes. He broadcasts hail like birdseed. Who can survive his winter? Then he gives the command and it all melts. He breathes on winter. Suddenly it's spring. He speaks the same to Jacob, speaks words that work to Israel. He never did this to the other nations. They never heard such commands. Hallelujah. This, dear friends, is the word of God for the people of God. We say, gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. Well, happy Thursday, dear friend. Again, happy February. May this find you well and blessed. Please continue to lift up your prayers for the needs of the world, the needs of your neighbors, and the needs of your community. Pray that God be glorified in you right now and always. Now, friends, this is the psalmist at his finest in sharing and writing about that which he loves, which is praising God. And this reminded me of a thought that I have, that there's nothing sweeter, in my opinion, than a baby learning to sing. And what is awesome is that they've not yet heard any negativity about their voice, and so their singing is full out and joyful. And leave it to the psalmist to share this psalm in his usual get busy and join me in praising God charge. Thus, the title for today's devotional, Start with a Shout. Start with a Shout. And adds, it's a good thing to sing praise to God. Praise is beautiful. Praise is fitting. Now, God deserves it because God has done so much for us. He's a God of rebuilding. He's a God of regathering. He's a God of healing, and he's a God of bandaging. He knows the number of stars and assigns each a name. He has limited strength, and we will never fully comprehend all that God knows and all that God does. So, start singing and make it real. Now, friends, we have in this psalm a blueprint for daily living or a routine that we could follow each day. We should start our day with praise. Yes, most of us are satisfied to begin our day with grunts and moans, but imagine how sweeter we might have the day be if we started with praise. Our first response to the day and to the world should be joyful, a loud praise to He who makes each day possible. Take a moment to enjoy the beauty and the awesomeness that surrounds us. Our day then should move to prayer that seeks healing and restoration for ourselves, for our loved ones, and for those who have asked prayers from us. We should keep ever before us the knowledge that God loves us all, and it cannot be contained to specific areas or behind walls. And God is all about offering solace and hope to those who are hurting. And at least once a day, make time to appreciate you. Yes, you. There is a vastness to you and the significance that you bring to the world. I bet you never stop to think about that, but you should. You bring a different, unique perspective to the world, and the world is blessed by you. And by world, I mean that sphere of influence you have, your circle of friends, your family, your coworkers, all the people with whom you interact. You are truly a cherished creation of God, loved by He who is the artist who made you and who loves you very much. Remember, He also made the stars. Then, become a part of the symphony of praise going on all around you. We should express our gratitude with words, but also with actions, choices, and our very presence in the world. We are called to be witnesses to the goodness of God. We can be and should be walking, talking sermons that point to God. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for the vibrant canvas of your creation, for the strength you offer in times of weakness, and for the love that binds us all together. Open our hearts to sing your praises, not just with our lips, but with our lives. May we be instruments of your love, radiating joy and hope in a world that needs your song. For it's in Christ Jesus' strong name we pray. Amen. Dear friend, have a great and blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action. Be a voice in the chorus of praise, a testament to God's love, and a brushstroke on the magnificent canvas that is God's creation. If this has blessed you, pass it on. Forward it to someone. Hit all the buttons that are there that give it the thumbs up, the subscribe, the heart button, the love button, everything that shows that we indeed are a ministry that wants to win the world for Jesus Christ. I love you, and I thank God for you, and I pray the Lord bless you and keep you now and always. Amen.